Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jeff Coggins is columnist of the Daily Memphian and also host of the Jeff Coggins Show 9 to 11 right here, 92.9 FM ESPN every single weekday on X. Very conveniently, Jeff_Coggins. Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good, Gabe.
All right, now admittedly, I was not in FedEx Forum last night. You were. What did you think of the, you know, Cal's return? Did you and him exchange any pleasantries? What was last night like?
As to whether we exchanged pleasantries, it's funny. I mean, he, we had notorious beef when I was covering him.
Of course.
But the truth of the matter, that was always kind of overblown.
You did call it notorious, though.
I mean, 95% of what I wrote was just glowing. John just he's always needed enemies, right? And so he sort of fixated on me as an enemy. But then, I'll say this, and then after he left, I wrote lots of other things that weren't that complimentary of him,
sure.
Right? Like, probably, like, while he was here, I did not really, really pile on at all. What's there pile on about? It's an incredibly great era. Once he left, and it's not so much that he took the snow cone machine or even took the players. It's that he left the program on probation and sort of successfully kept the fact that they were headed towards probation hidden so he could get the Kentucky job. Like, I thought that was unseemly. And besides that, it's fun to root against someone once they leave. Like, that's what everybody does, right? Oklahoma City, they root against Kevin Durant. It may or may not be rational. It's the way sports work. So anyway, so it was funny. At the first press conference when he came back, you know, so many of the other media people, Gaston and Wolo and whatever, go up and they're hugging him and whatever. I just steered clear. Because it would be awkward, you know. Right. I literally just steered clear.
Although it would be absolutely hilarious if you went up and tried to give him a hug. I mean, that would we would need a camera.
But then yesterday I did. I was on the phone in the tunnel, and here he comes. It's just sort of me and him. And so I got off the phone really quickly, and I said, John, welcome back. Stuck my hand out, said, John, welcome back. And I said, I appreciate everything you've done recently and, you know, in trying to lift up Memphis. I think it's been gracious and wonderful you to do that. I'm glad you're back. So he didn't say anything, whatever. Oh. He just said hello, you know. He said, yeah, right. It was good to see you, thanks, or something. I mean, he's just not a big fan of mine, you know.
Yeah.
His daughters have ripped me on, like, whatever. It's just the way it is. It's fine.
Right.
It's fine. There are others. Rip Shear isn't a big fan of mine either. Like, I just, you know, the problem with covering coaches is that
you don't always write great things.
No, in particular, I mean, with John, it was 98% great things. It's just weird how that goes. Like, people were just, you know, who hadn't covered him before were dumbfounded by how he is in the press conference, because he's really good. He just goes on and he rambles and he's eloquent and he's funny and he's commanding. And, you know, it reminded me that I once did a piece on John and what an unbelievable communicator he is. When I talk to professors in the communications department at the University of Memphis, I wrote a million nice things about John. But anyway, but be that as it may, I thought last night was great. I thought it was great. It was obviously not the, you know, sellout type of crowd that that we once might have anticipated. But I think the truth is when you stop and realize it's an exhibition game on a Monday night, and I thought in the end the crowd that was there, it was rocking.
To get about 10,000 on a Monday night, for an exhibition,
was absolutely rocking. I mean, it was incredibly. I mean, you did not know, certainly in the first half, you know, when these teams are going back and forth, if you had been told that it was a regular season game, you wouldn't have known the difference. It was in terms of the intensity, and then the fan bases. It's about 60% Memphis fans, probably 40%. Arkansas fans, the fans were going back and forth with the, you know, the Tigers, and then you'd have the calling of the Hogs, and it was just great fun. And then I thought it was appropriate. I said this a million times. I think the notion that Memphis is obsessed with John Calipari is just silly at this point. They're just not, you know, like life goes on. And so, I thought it was appropriate to bring him back, now that he's not at Kentucky, certainly for St. Jude. I mean, we've said all this. And then the other thing is that John has really, and this is what I thanked him for, John has really in the last little bit, you know, he was always a great salesman for Memphis when he was here, but that's because he was here. He did not have to go out of his way to be a salesman for Memphis now that, not only does he not live here anymore, but there's some people here who, in the city, who at least claim to hate him, right? And, who haven't been really nice to him over the last however many years. And so, and yet for him to go out of his way to try to lift up Memphis, and then, you know, he and Penny did this video. I don't know if you've seen it floating around out there. It's on the Daily Memphis did a story about it, but also it's on the Choose Night on one site, where Penny and Cal –
met up with Mayor Young.
They met up with Mayor Young. They started at Tom Lee Park, and they went to, you know, all around Memphis. I mean, literally for him to take half a day bopping around, going to Crosstown Concourse and Stacks Academy and Grizz Academy and like Grizz Prep. And I thought it was just like he did not have to do that. And so I really think that spoke well of him. And then the event itself, it was nice. Penny and Cal sort of, you know, met at center court and a big ovation, and then the players were introduced. And, you know, I talked to a bunch of the players, Antonio Burks, I saw, and Antonio Burks was like, John is like at my lowest. He never deserted me. He's always stood by me, and we've been waiting for this. And same thing with Arthur Barclay, who's a big man early on in John's tenure. He said that, you know, he understood why this hadn't happened before. But the truth is that it was impossible to honor the players appropriately and express gratitude for the players appropriately, because how do you do that without bringing in the coach? And it was too early to bring in the coach. So I thought that was all great. The only part that, I mean, it was too bad that Derrick Rose wasn't there and didn't do a video. Like, I mean, Joey did a video, you know, CDR did a video. I don't know what, you know, how close they came to contacting Derek. I know they tried, but so that was kind of too bad that he wasn't a part of it. And then it was sort of funny. After the game, John was asked again, so now that you had this warm welcome back and embrace, you know, how about a home and home? And, you know, how about a home and home series? And he said, I've been asked that question about 15 times. And then for the 15th time, he didn't answer it, you know, like he just went off talking about whatever, you know. He did sort of say, well, you know, if we go to 20 league games, it's going to be awfully hard, whatever. Oh, and he said, some people want us to play one of the games in Little Rock, and why would we do that? But he never even said, I'd really like for that to happen. You know, I didn't expect for him to commit to the series. You know, sitting there at the lectern, like that's whatever. That's not how the series are negotiated. But he didn't even express a desire for it to happen, which leads me to believe it will not. And while I do appreciate certainly the things that he did for Memphis back then, but also particularly the things he's doing now, I do think that if you really wanted to lift up the city, one thing you could do, and the program and the university, is agree to a home and home.
Yeah,
and at what harm? You know, at what harm would that do to your program? If you happen to lose a game, who cares? You're still in the SEC. You know, you've got plenty of big time games. So that part was the only part to me that was disappointing.
Yeah, when he says the 20 league games are going to complicate it, I don't know. Like, basketball and football are not the same thing. Like, if we're talking football scheduling, home and homes with a place like Memphis, I get why they say no. Basketball, you have so much time to make up for it. I don't get what really holds them up from doing it, because you want a good out of conference schedule if possible. You know, it's just it's strange.
I think it's too bad. And who knows? Like, maybe I'm coming away with an impression, and in fact it will happen. But the impression that I got was he could have said, you know, that's something that Penny and I are going to work on, you know, or something like that. And he gave no indication of anything like that. He just said you were the 15th person. It wasn't me, but it was Matt. And anyway, so but I thought overall, and I think you have to commend the University of Memphis for making this happen, because they're not really getting anything particularly out of it. It's not money going into their pocket. It's going to the St. Jude, you know, whatever. And then I think you have to commend St. Jude because, like, it was there.
Because we should always – we should always commend St. Jude.
Yes. I mean, it was funny on the ribbon board. On the ribbon board last night, flashed up the words, you know, that families will never get a bill for medical care, lodging, food, transfer. It's just incredible. Like, we know that it's true, so we don't stop and remark on it as much as we probably should. But the fact that St. Jude does what it does is an ongoing miracle. But then, in addition, like, they don't need to do this, you know, like they've got plenty of exposure and whatnot. I really do think a large part of why they do this is to bring energy and good things to the city. And, you know, they not only had to create the event and get John to come, they then had to, you know, work on bringing all the players here. And, like, it was a massive, for just one night, it was a massive thing for St. Jude to undertake. And, the folks at ALSAC, and I commend them, and again the university as well for making it happen. So it was a very good event, and the basketball was incredibly competitive for about, you know, for about a half,
and
then another half a quarter or whatever, maybe three quarters. Even at the start of the second half, I mean, Memphis built on their lead. And then, boy, it turned.
Yeah, listen, it's an exhibition game. If we've learned anything from these exhibition games, no generalizations need to be made. They lost both of them last year. And I thought the North Carolina game last year played out similarly to this Arkansas exhibition game, where you stuck in there for, I don't know, a half in about 5 minutes, and then the other team just takes off with their talent. And Arkansas may have a really good year. Not only are they 14 in the AP poll, those two freshmen, Acuff and tremendous. Thomas, they look really
unbelievable.
Good. And they also have some continuity. They have some guys from last year. DJ Wagner still there. Carter Knox, who was mixing it up there at the end, kind of got a little testy, didn't it? At the end of the game.
Oh, it got testy, but not just the end of the game. It got testy in the first half as well. And but yeah, I mean, they got four returners who play significant roles. And weirdly enough, like in college basketball, that's a big number, you know,
yes.
If you've got four significant players and then you've got some studs coming in, so they could be really good. It's just hard to know with Memphis. I mean, starting with the starting lineup, like that's not going to be the starting lineup. And,
I don't think Aaron Bradshaw at the five is going to, you know, last very long.
Well, and then Memphis couldn't shoot where the leck, you know, and so will that. And I thought, particularly in the second half, a lot of those shots were rushed, sort of panicky. At that point, they were getting overwhelmed, right? So, but Memphis didn't shoot well. And then, you know, certainly at the end, there was not just no rim protection. There was like an open invitation to hear, you know, whatever you want to do. So that feeds into any concerns you might have about the bigs, which are legitimate concerns that we've had all along. And so I agree with you. You don't, we hopefully we learned from last year not to overreact to a preseason game, particularly this preseason game where for much of it, they were, you know, they gave, gave as good as they got. But there are things that you can be concerned about. And I think obviously one of them is the Bigs.
Yes, 56-26 in paint points, and the bench points not much better, 51-25. I did think there was a pretty overwhelming positive, though. Doug McDaniel looks the part. I don't think there's any question. 19 points, 6 assists, 3 turnovers, 3 steals, 3 for 5 from 3. He could create a shot. I guess that's another concern I do have, because outside of him, the only other guy sort of creating his shot for himself was Curtis Givens, and not very efficient. That's not 2 for 12.
But he created him and didn't make him.
But Doug, this run of good point guards, experienced point guards that can fill it up, sort of continues for Penny. He. If there's one thing he absolutely has to have and will have going forward, it seems a playmaker at the point guard position.
Well, and the other nice thing is that. I mean, I do think like this lineup is going to be fluid, right? And so you worry a little bit like how much of the sort of Penny throwing stuff against the wall are we going to see? But when he has that player who he can rely on, you know, that's a source of stability for him and for the entire program, I think. And if Dana's going to be that, that's certainly a good thing. That's, you know, they have had that now, you know, they had it, you know, what was Kendrick, and they had it last year. I don't know that you could say 2 years ago that they had players that they played, but not necessarily they could rely on. So, yeah, he looked really good. He's clearly the headliner from last night. And then beyond that, there were really a lot of questions. Like, Givens didn't hit shots, but I'm not dismissing him as an important factor this year. I think he could be good. When it's entirely new team that he's throwing out there, I mean, it's nice they have another exhibition game, honestly.
Yeah. Now, before I let you roll, I am glad you got to go do that instead of watching the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. They're so back, Jeff. I don't know if they ever left exactly. They got back healthy. It feels like that. I mean, if you would have watched that game, you would have saw Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, right. You know, get to 75 touchdowns.
Now you can say it's my pessimism. Literally before the season,
when they were 0-2, you said, "Don't read into it in the slightest."
All they need to do is get the receivers back, and they'll be good. And you're right. I didn't see a minute of it. I mean, that's a game it's really too bad that they couldn't have flexed it, because as soon as Jaden Daniels isn't playing, the game had very little interest, right?
Yep.
And honestly, right now, it doesn't, like, who's really good in the AFC? Weirdly enough, where, like, the AFC's loaded, it's the one.
The
point,
Colts,
like,
of course.
The Colts, if you believe in the Colts.
Believe in the Colts? I don't know if, like, the 7-1, it's not fluky at this point.
No. I think it's just when something happens like that that you just don't expect at all around a quarterback who you don't expect at all, there's a certain amount of, come on, let's be honest, are they really going to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? Really? Is Daniel Jones really going to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs? Are we really?
If they keep running the ball the way they're running the ball, I don't count out anything, right? I mean, when you get into those winter months and you have that guy like Jonathan Taylor in the backfield, who's, by the way, got 14 touchdowns already this year.
We saw a Super Bowl where Foles, you know, beat Brady, you know, so like they're just because you have the better quarterback doesn't mean you're going to prevail here. And you're right. They've got, you know, what was the last MVP running back?
Oh gosh.
You know, but could be this year, could be.
It's possible.
But that's the point, is you're looking around and you're like, well, okay, we don't really believe in the Bills anymore. We thought the Chargers might come somewhere, but no, don't believe in that. We always thought the Steelers were fraudulent. Ravens have been absolutely decimated, although Lamar's going to play, but no one really believes in them. They get gashed defensively now. Like, who stands in the way of the Chiefs, really? I guess you're offering up the Colts, but
That's not a, that's not a good offer. I'll give you that.
Right.
It's not that great. But your Bills are going to play them this Sunday on a short week.
Oh yeah, things can happen. You know, I don't. The problem with the Bills is the Bills have been absolutely crushed with injuries as well. Yep. Latest is Ed Oliver goes on the injured reserve today with a bicep. So he's their best defensive lineman on a defense that wasn't good.
Yep.
So that's not great. And they still, you know, for some reason they're allergic to fast receivers. And so when they see one of those, they say, "Here, Chiefs, you take him." And so, so that's irritating. So whatever, like. Maybe the Pats. Believe in the Pats?
Come on. I don't know. I don't know if I can do that yet.
A fun emergent team that could.
They're,
you know,
fun.
Whatever.
And Drake May, I think, has really put himself like top eight to ten quarterback right now. The way he's playing, he's been unbelievable.
And they've been terrific defensively.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. Like they're no joke defensively. So I think.
What about the two teams in the Chiefs division? Do you give any credence to Chargers or Broncos? Chargers already beat them game one.
I mean, the Broncos could very well hold on and win the division. I can see that. I wouldn't pick them in the playoffs, but they win at Mile High. And what is, they have a two-game lead on them, I think?
One game. 6-2 to 5-3. Yep.
Yeah, it seems unlikely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Jeff, I'll let you roll, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
He's Jeff Calkins. Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian Columnist, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 right here, every single weekday, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Now, let's take a trip around the National Football League. That is next right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. It's time to take a trip around the National Football League. Connor, hit it. This stinks. And it's not how I expected, you know, a season to end for Cam Scataboo. I thought it would be some sort of concussion protocol, but he's out for the year. Broke his ankle and dislocated it as well. I think I saw something about it being a open fracture, which means that you know, if you're familiar with that terminology, it means bone sticking out of skin. So I hope he can make a full recovery, but he's going to be out for the season. Giants just put him on IR. It's tough to see, man. He hasn't been playing all that long. He brought such a spark to that Giants franchise through a very short period. And I really hope that he's able to make it back at full strength. But it looked like a very tough injury. If you saw the replay, I hope you didn't. It's brutal. If you saw him just sitting there and saw his foot and his ankle the way it was absolutely brutal. Prayers to Cam Scadabo. Hope for a full recovery. Patrick Surtain, all-pro cornerback and defensive player of the year from 2024, suffered a pectoral injury versus the Cowboys on Sunday and is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. That's not good for the Broncos at all because their offense, it's been better, but it's not clicking on all cylinders like it was last year around this time. They need all the defensive help they can get, and Pat Surtain is their best defensive player. So he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks. We'll see when he comes back. John Harbaugh spoke on Lamar Jackson. We know Snoop Huntley got the start, and they got a win this past Sunday. But he was talking about Lamar Jackson. He said, I feel very confident about it. I expect him to be out there on Thursday night. So it brings back up the question. They're playing the Dolphins. Even with Snoop Huntley, I think they can win that game. But with Lamar Jackson, I feel really confident even going into Miami to win that game. Could they make a run at the AFC North? Like, I'm not as disheveled about or, like, you know, completely talked out of it as I was a couple of weeks ago. Just beat the Bears 30-16 with Snoop Huntley. Defense played better. You have at Dolphins, at Vikings. Don't know what they're doing at quarterback. Vikings are not a very good team. At Browns, then versus Jets, and then versus Bengals. I mean, they could rip off a lot of wins in a row and get back into this thing before we know it and definitely compete for a wild card. If not, start climbing up those AFC North standings. They have 5 losses. If they won out, they'd be 12-5. I don't expect them to win out. But, you know, a 10-7, 11-6, I mean, I think that's on the table for this team if Lamar Jackson comes back this week. This is your weekly Drake May as a top 10 quarterback stat. Drake May's deep ball, 20-plus air yards. It's so beautiful, one, if you've just watched him. But here are the numbers. Here are the numbers on his deep ball this year. 13 for 17, 76.5% completion percentage on throws over 20 air yards. 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. On those throws, 157.5 passer rating. Can I give you context on this as well? Since the NFL started tracking deep passes of 20-plus yards, no qualified quarterback has ever finished above 60% on those throws. He's at 76.5 with 157.5 passer rating. I mean, watching him every Sunday, seeing the throws he's making, seeing how he's leading that Patriots team in this rebuild now with Mike Vrabel, I think everybody should be very, very scared in the AFC. If you're a fan of an AFC team, Patriots are coming. Titans aren't coming anytime soon. Titans have this week traded cornerback Roger McCreary for a conditional 5th and 6th round pick to the Rams. And they'll get the best of the Rams' 5th-round pick selections. They have a few, which is almost certain to be the Titans' own pick. They sent to L.A. for Ernest Jones last year. But the reason I really bring this trade up is to just highlight how disastrous the end of John Robinson was and how much it affected where we are today. There's only one player drafted between the years of 2020 and 2022, one player that's still with the Titans, and that's Chig Okonkwo, and he's on the trade block. He's being dangled out there by the Titans. 23 picks between 2020 and 2022, all could still theoretically be on team control with the options and everything else. Only one of those 23 is still on the Tennessee Titans. I mean, it's as bad as it gets. And looking back at the first round picks, it gets even crazier. 2020 was Isaiah Wilson, who never had a spot in the NFL because of off-the-field issues. 2021 was Caleb Farley, who was hurt when they drafted him, but they hoped he'd make a full recovery. Never really happened. And then 2022, that's trading A.J. Brown and getting Treylon Burks. Just as disastrous as it gets. And I know that I'm, for a good reason, critical of Amy Adams Strunk, the owner of the team, very critical of her not sticking with anything going forward. Like the GMs, she's already fired a GM since then. She's fired a couple coaches since then. They don't have a direction. But I don't think we need to lose the fact that John Robinson and his ghost continues to haunt the Titans. And I don't know when it's going to stop haunting them. Again, I want to read this. Between 2020 and 2022, the Titans had 23 first-round picks. And with the trade of Roger McCreary, only one player, Chig Okonkwo, is still on the Titans roster. It's unacceptable. Oh, gosh. Well, Buffalo Bills, defense already hurt. Matt Milano, obviously in and out of the lineup, probably their best defensive player. But now, you heard Jeff say it, Ed Oliver tore his bicep. He'll be sidelined indefinitely. He hit IR today. So, Bills, really good offensively. I trust Josh Allen. I think they'll be in the fight by the time we get to the playoffs. But defense has to stand up. That's been really their problem, you know, is getting timely stops in the playoffs. That's why they can't get over the Chiefs. And if you're missing all your good players, it doesn't get any easier. It just doesn't. We need to start talking about Jonathan Taylor as an MVP. Not Offensive Player of the Year, you know, none of that. MVP. Jonathan Taylor is now the fifth player since 2000 with at least three scrimmage touchdowns in four games in a season, joining LaDainian Tomlinson in 2006, Marshall Faulk in 2000, and Sean Alexander in 2005, Priest Holmes in 2002 and 2003. Taylor is also the sixth player in NFL history with at least 70 scrimmage touchdowns in his first 75 career games, joining Jim Brown, LT, Emmitt Smith, Chuck Foreman, and Todd Gurley. And this team that he's on, the Indianapolis Colts, are the best team in football. And I found this stat pretty insane. Most points in the first eight games in Colts franchise history. They're third with 270. I didn't say that right. Third and 270. Who do you think the two would be ahead of them? What quarterback would be leading those offenses?
I mean, he's got Peyton?
No, it's not Peyton. He has beat out Andrew Luck and beat out Peyton Manning for this
record. Oh, wow. Those were going to be the two that I said.
But Johnny Unitas is the only one who has paced and had more points through an eight-game period than Daniel Jones with the Colts this year.
Wow.
Outpacing Peyton Manning's Colts, outpacing Andrew Luck's Colts.
How many times have they played the Titans this year?
Just the once.
Just
right?
The one so
whoa,
far.
Whoa, whoa.
No, twice.
They played twice already.
It's twice. Yeah, maybe we have to put an asterisk on it. Played Titans twice.
Yeah, maybe. But I found that astounding. But like, you look at Jonathan Taylor's body of work: 850 yards through eight games. He's got 14 touchdowns. Last year, you know who the offensive player of the year was, right? Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley had 15 touchdowns the entire season. And I think right now, Jonathan Taylor's on pace for 31 touchdowns.
Oh.
Like, I know that it's a quarterback award, and I know we have some good quarterback play right now. Patrick Mahomes is stepping into his own. Baker Mayfield's been good. Josh Allen's always going to be in the fight. Lamar is out of it because of all the games he's missed.
Joe Alt?
Maybe Joe Alt. But, you know, I think we need to be real about how productive Jonathan Taylor has been. He's been more than productive enough to win an NFL MVP. I know it's been a long time since we've had anything other than a quarterback, but the way he's pacing through eight games, looks like he could break the trend. But that will do it for a trip around the National Football League. We need to wrap up hour number two coming up next, so let's get to small talk on the other side. No matter what college football team you watch, it could be the Tigers, could be the Hogs. Sorry if you're a Hogs fan. I mean, it's cruel and unusual what's happening to you. Whether you could be a Rebel fan, you could be, I don't know, a State fan. Doesn't really matter. Whoever you're a fan of, make sure you go watch the game in comfort and style at Caesar Sportsbook Inside Horseshoe Tunica. There's no better place to catch all the college football action than Caesar Sportsbook Inside Horseshoe Tunica. 20 HD TVs, they'll tune it to whatever you want. You can place your bets, you can be locked in. You can order from their game day menu. You can order a beer, they'll bring that by, but they also have Flavor Town right around the corner. Guy Fieri's restaurant, and they'll bring you gourmet food right to you, and they have happy hour specials, so make sure you check all of that out. And the seating in there in Caesar Sportsbook Inside Horseshoe Tunica is plush. It's beautiful. It's better than what you have in your living room. And they have a full-service sports betting experience complete with in-game wagering, staff betting windows, 10 self-betting kiosks, so you're always going to be able to lock in the bet of your choice. It's the ultimate in college football viewing experiences. If you want to get into the games and get in on the action, need to get into Caesar Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Tunica. We will see you on Saturday. You must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now let's go ahead and get into small talk.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, we're gonna skip around a little bit today. There's a few things I want to cover. One, Memphis women's soccer finished 3 in the country. Shout out. Unbelievable job. Best program on campus. And there is a lot of good programs on that campus right now, the way the athletic department is rolling. But finished 3 in the country. That is awesome. Shout out. Looking for more as the tournament comes up. Also, need to get into this. Aroldis Chapman. I'm sure you like this as a Red Sox fan. Aroldis Chapman, legendary closer, legendary hurler. He says he would never play for the Yankees again. I know you have the quote.
What he had to say. No way, not even dead. If I were told that I was being traded to New York, I'd pack my things and go home. I'll retire right on the spot if that happens. I'm not crazy. Never again.
How much do you love that quote? I mean, you got to enjoy that. You got to love it. You got to absolutely love it. Now, final thing I want to bring up, completely off the beaten path of sports, the Louvre heist. The Louvre heist. What is going on with that? This happened last week, if you have not been paying attention to it, but $100 million worth of French crown jewels were stolen from the Louvre's second floor. And apparently there was 4 different actors that did it. 2 have been taken into custody. One was trying to get to Algeria, taking a flight to Algeria. But what bothers me about the Louvre heist, okay, is I was very curious how they did this. I've watched all the Ocean's movies, okay? You're the one who turned me on to
it. It's insane that you just watched them.
Well, either way, but I've done it, so shut up about it, all right?
They're awesome.
But I watched, a graphic about how they went and stole the crown jewels. All they did in broad daylight, they took a lift up to the second floor. Took a normal, regular saw that you'd have at your house, cut into the building, and just swiped the jewels and walked out in 4 minutes. And I'm sitting there, and my first thought is like, I've watched the Ocean's movies. There's like lasers, and you can't trip them, and you know there's alarm systems. What, like the Louvre, I would imagine, with all of that valuable stuff in there, would have an insane amount of security. And it feels like they had none. They just cut into it with a saw and took the jewels. That was easy.
Underwhelming.
That's what I'm saying. I don't get it. I don't, like, what is the Louvre? Step up your security systems. You got $100 million. You have billions of dollars worth of jewels and art in there. Do something.
My favorite thing of the whole heist was George Clooney was being asked about it because he's promoting the new movie on Netflix. And when they were asking him about, by the way, they're making a new Ocean's movie. They're like in the process of writing the script. You know that they're like, crap, we have to write something else now. But he was smiling while talking about it like a proud father. You could tell he was like, good for them.
So they've caught two suspects and there's two at large still.
Where were George Clooney and Matt Damon? Brad Pitt?
Somebody.
Do we know the whereabouts?
They have called it, the French authorities have called it an organized gang heist, basically.
Okay.
And I haven't seen the names of these guys, or I think they're from France. I don't really get it. There's two still at large, and apparently all they had to do, and this goes back to the Louvre and their security, all they had to do was collude with a security guy. Like,
it's like Goodfellas.
But like,
you're gonna find the security guard in the back of a meat truck soon.
Like, wouldn't you figure it would be a lot harder?
You would think, but maybe that's the brilliance of it.
Like, no one tries because they assume it's going to be hard.
Exactly.
That's stupid. That's really dumb.
If you want to watch a jewel heist French film, it's called Rififi. Very, very good.
Rififi?
Rififi.
How old is that?
Old.
Yeah, like, is this 50s?
Maybe older. That's awesome.
I know that you're into movies. I don't delve into, you know.
It's pretty
anything
sick.
Pre, like, 1980, I don't.
Boo.
Really.
Boo. The 70s is probably the best decade.
Okay. You're going to have to show me. I can't.
I can do that.
Okay. But let's go ahead and grab a break on that note. Coming up next, Christian Fowler joins the program right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.